And we are back for another edition of The Main Event. Today is episode 59, and it is dedicated to NEF 29, which is coming up this Saturday, June 17th at the Colisée in Lewiston. The Main Event is proud to be brought to you by the Sea Dog Brewing Company. Make sure you go into the Sea Dog and get yourself a Blue Paw or get yourself some of the nice appetizers or entrees that they have there every day, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. Today on the show, we have the head boss man, the head coach of First Class MMA, John Rayo, on the show. We're going to talk to him about his fighters that are going to be on this upcoming NEF 29 card. Also, we have Alejandre Bazara. Hopefully I said that right.
Bazunzite.
I'm trying my best here.
You did a good job.
I practiced enough, but I think I still messed it up. But well. We'll get through it. We'll just keep on plugging away and make sure that we break this card down as easy and as good as possible. And again, Bazaha is taking on Ray Wood at NEF 29. Also, the Ken doll, Matt Denning, is back. He's like 10th time on the show already. And he's going to be taking on Dominic Jones on that same card.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Looking forward to it again, making the trip all the way to Lewiston. But man, my mouth is watering, Ryan, because I was envisioning a bacon BL, you know, that the bacon cheeseburger where they got that barbecue sauce on it from the Sea Dog.
Oh yeah,
it's my absolute favorite. I pair that with a Blue Paw, and it's just salivating. My glands, mouth is watering.
You know what I had?
Sorry,
the other
I didn't
day.
Mean to talk about my glands.
We got to talk about the food. Let me tell you what I had the other day. I had that tuna ahi sandwich that they have.
Oh, you were talking about that because you said you're a big fan of tuna. Love to get your mouth into some tuna. So
yeah, I really love eating fish. So
yeah,
and
just love going down there. Even, you know, sometimes a little fishy, but you just love diving face first. No hands. You just go face first.
And you know, I don't even need anything to wash it down with like yourself. I'll just eat it straight up.
Straight up, right in the tuna. No problem.
But yeah, again, the Sea Dog has a number of great things and a new menu. So go check it out on the Penobscot River here in Bangor. Brian, this is a huge card. Again, the NEF is coming with a great lineup. We talked about our three guests on the show today. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I want to begin with the main event. I mean, that is one that's really enticing, and we'll talk about the card a little bit more in the outro of the show, just because I think there's a lot of really good things to come before we have that big number 30 NEF card coming up, which I can only imagine would be later on in the summertime. But this is a good card. Do not sleep on it. There's a lot of middle part of the state of Maine, like CMBJJ First Class fighters in there. You got four pro fights on this card, I should say, along with boxing. We get James Buster Douglas. There's a lot of stuff to go on here. But again, the main event is what I think will really draw the MMA fans, because Ray Wood's returning. And what's not to like about that?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he is a high-level mixed martial artist. He just had two fights in Bellator, and he's taken on a Bellator veteran in Bazaha. And this guy, he trains out of Dadas MMA in Philly. He's very well-rounded. He's been doing this for a long time, and I believe he just turned 30 years old, so he's still right in the prime of his career with an abundance of experience. So this is going to be an interesting test for Ray, and I do think the winner of this fight will get back into the Bellator World Series of Fighting ranks. Yeah. And the loser, they'll still be right there. They might need to string together a couple more wins before they get back in there. But yeah, this is a huge fight, and it's one of the better matchups that the NEF has brought to you in a little while.
Yeah, and actually, I believe it was it Boda? I'm trying to remember the site it was, but there was a site out there online that ranked this fight between Bazaha and Ray Wood as one of the top 10 fights in June outside of Bellator and UFC to watch.
Wow. Yeah, that says something right there. And it's the truth. I mean, these guys are extremely high level. Bazaha is a black belt Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner, and we know Ray Wood's wrestling background, starring at Bucksport High School. This is a guy who, you know, trained with Chris Young at Young's MMA and then has been all over the country growing his skill set. So he's coming back to his old stomping grounds, and you know that this fight means a lot to him, and a lot is not something that he wants to come back and do in front of his main faithful. So he's going to bring it. You know, Bazaha is going to bring it. This is something that the fans are going to be, it's going to be a huge treat for all of us.
Yeah, Sure Dog's top 10 June tussles worth watching, and this is one of those June tussles worth watching. So if you get the chance to see it live in person, go and check it out, because and you can say hi to us too, which is the even more important thing than watching MMA. You can come see me, freshly shorn.
That's right.
I got rid of the beard yesterday. It was just a little too warm.
Yeah, well, I trim mine up. I still got a little scruff going.
Yeah, but you still got the main woodsy feel to your face. I look like a 15-year-old baby boy.
That's right. Clean shaven, right to the skin. But, you know, sometimes you need to do it. I always like changing it up. And so who knows? Maybe by Saturday I will have changed something up. I know I'm at least going to shave my neck so I don't look like a clown going down there.
Well, it's going to be a good time. We always have a fun time traveling and watching mixed martial arts. And you know what we have even more of a fun time doing?
What's that?
It's talking with the guys who are going to be competing on the card. It's been a long day already. Sorry, I don't mean to stumble over my words, but we do enjoy talking with people who are going to be on the card. So why don't we get into having some conversations about that with our first guest, Ron?
Yeah, we'll be right back with the head coach, John Rayo of First Class MMA.
Well, it's summer coming right around the corner. It might be slow to start off here in this general area of the state of Maine, but it is coming in full force, and you know what that means? Cold beer, great food, and awesome music at the Bangor waterfront, too. And our friends at the Sea Dog Brewing Company are going to be helping you go to the concerts for absolutely free if you go down before on concert dates and you get a little lady luck on your side. Here's all you have to do. You go down there on a concert night, like, I don't know, say Rod Stewart. Maybe he's down there on the waterfront. I don't know, maybe you're more of a hard rock fan, you're going to be down there. Maybe you want to go see Korn one night. Well, you can go down to the Sea Dog on the event nights, and what you do, you go there, and an hour before the show, they will draw a winner to go and with their friend to see the concert for absolutely free, thanks to the Sea Dog, located at 26 Front Street in Bangor. Yeah, absolutely free. I went to a concert a little while ago. It was fun. It was absolute blast. A little cold for my liking, but it's going to be a lot warmer once this season really picks up in full force. And again, the back deck is open. You can enjoy the waterfront views. It's just going to be so much fun. And again, great menu items coming on there for the Sea Dog as well, including a chilled seafood sampler. Oh, it's making my mouth water. Wash it down with a delightful Blue Paw beer or anything else that strikes your fancy. And go check it out for yourself. And maybe, just maybe, if you're lucky, like Ryan and I are, you'll win some tickets courtesy to Sea Dog Brewing Company and the Brew Pub as well, located 26 Front Street. You can give them a call at 947-8009 or check them out on Facebook as well at Sea Dog Bangor or SeaDogBrewing.com.
We are back. Ryan Jarrell and Brian Stackpole here for the main event. We have a very special guest, the head coach and owner of First Class MMA, a very, very big gym that is on the rise, and they have a number of fighters competing at the next NEF card at the Colisei in Lewis in NEF 29. Head coach John Rayo back on the show. Thank you as always.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on again, Ryan and Brian. I really appreciate it. Appreciate all you guys are doing here in the state of Maine for local mixed martial arts as well on the national level. It's been great to have you guys. Your podcast is awesome. I try to listen every time you have a new episode, and I look forward to this one as well.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and again, it's always a pleasure to have you guys on and everyone from your gym. From the inception when we first started the show, you know, we had Raph on, and you know, now Roz and Nick Gulliver and Dom, and it's just a laundry list of all the fighters that you have there. And you got a big show coming up now. You got three fighters on this card. Am I right? You got Hilton, Dom, and Velado all competing.
I actually just remember Josh Jones too.
Oh, that's right, and Jones. So you got four.
We actually have seven fighters on this card. Out of the 11 fights, seven of our fighters are competing.
Wow.
There's two pro fights that are ours, Dom and Dominic, who's 1-0, coming off his TKO victory over Tolleson. And Raz is also 1-0, coming off his knockout of Mike Hansen. So we both of those guys are undefeated, two of the four pro fights, outside of Ray Woods' fight that's coming up on the next card as well. And we also have I think there were seven amateur fights. We've got four of them. Velado, who's 4-0, is going to be defending his amateur lightweight title that night. We also have 1-0 Josh Jones, who just coming off a 20-second knockout. Derek Gailey, he's returning after about a year layoff. He's also 1-0. He knocked his guy out in less than a minute. And Jacob Depp just finished Glenn Kasabian from Team Nostos on the last card. So he's coming off a win as well. He's 1-1. So out of the seven fighters we've got, six of them have yet to lose. And like I said, Jake's coming off a win. So we're pretty excited to get back out there and represent the city of Brunswick and hopefully come out with seven victories here on June 17th.
Yeah, we've talked with Chris Young about this, who is no stranger to having a ton of fighters on a card like this, and now you're going through this as well, and this isn't brand new to you either, but how do you negotiate time and trying to make sure that you can adequately corner and get every of one of your fighters ready for their upcoming bouts?
Well, we've been very fortunate to have a lot of really good coaches here alongside myself. I've had Chris McBean here. He's a brown belt jiu-jitsu instructor for us, and he's been... He's under Tim Faber, who's a black belt. So him and Tim have been cornered. Most of our fighters helped out with the jiu-jitsu part of it. And for striking, we've had Juan Meneses a lot, Raz Hilton. Dominic's helped out. And now that Dominic and Raz are on the card, I'm not going to have them. So one of my other fighters, Chad Murillo, he's also a personal trainer down here in the Brunswick Topsom area. He helps wrap hands and helps with striking. And I've got Sean Tardif, our old striking coach. So I've got a good team of guys around me to help wrap guys and help run them in and out of the locker room, and it gets to be difficult. When I've got seven guys, I really don't want to be out there for every one of them. I really don't want to miss any. So it's almost as if I'm going to just have to sit cage side in between matches this time, I think.
John, I'm curious what your thoughts are as to where your gym is at now from when you first began. Is it a pretty gratifying feeling to see the growth of First Class MMA is now one of the predominant, most well-known, successful gyms in Maine and New England, for that matter?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't really sit back and think about it very often. Times like now when I'm being asked about it, I certainly feel happy about the success that we've been able to have as a gym. Our amateur fighters, we started out with a 1-9 record, and that was during my pro fighting career. And at the time, from the time that I quit fighting to now, our amateurs I believe it's 25-8 our last 33 fights. So it's pretty close to 80% win. Two undefeated pros, two of the eight amateur titles, and we'll be looking for a third one here coming soon. I can't announce the date, but one of our fighters will be competing for another belt. So we're hoping to get three out of the eight belts here by sometime in August.
Wow, very cool. We got a ton to break down here. A lot of your fighters up in this this upcoming NEF card. I actually want to start with the one guy that holds a belt, and Rafael Velado. He's going to be taking on Pat Kelly, who was a very well-known wrestler back in his day. And I say back in his day because he's like 52 or 53 years old, which to me is amazing and surreal all at the same time for a guy of his age to be stepping back into the cage. Now, granted, he was undefeated when he did compete, but he's going against a BJJ specialist in the amateur lightweight champ in Velado. So break this down as much as you can. I mean, I'm not sure what kind of tape you have to go on by Pat Kelly, because it's been a while since he's competed, but what are we going to see here in this championship fight?
Well, you got to respect everything about Pat Kelly. You know, he's a hard worker. He's a machine. I mean, he has the body of a 20-year-old at the age of 52. And he, you know, he's one of the best wrestlers in New England in his prime. So, you know, we got to look at Pat as any other fighter, not even thinking of the age, just thinking of the fact that the guy is a well-trained machine from one of the top gyms in all of New England at Young's MMA. And we know he's going to be bringing in his A game, and he's going to be prepared. And we've done everything to do the same for Velado to make sure, you know, that he's 100% for this fight. You know, he's been working with us 3 days a week. He's been, you know, getting some work up with Lemke up at the old Team Irish. I'm losing the name right this second because I haven't been up there since Eddie took over. But
Titan Athletics. Titan Athletics.
Titan Athletics. Sorry, I said Recon because I know the one that was down south. Myers changed her name. So, yeah, I mean, he's been over at Titan getting some work in. He been up here a lot. I mean, obviously, we have seven fighters on the card, so we're getting a lot of different looks from our guys. A lot of real good wrestlers like Derek Daly, who was took fifth in New England not long ago, and Dominic Jones, who's a Florida freestyle state champion wrestler. So we've got some of the top wrestlers in New England at our gym to work with. So he's well prepared for this fight. And, you know, anywhere this fight goes, I feel really confident that Volato will pull out the victory, whether it's by decision or whether it's by a submission. I think Rafael's, you know, he's looking the best he's ever looked before, and he's got a great attitude for this fight. I'm really looking forward to cornering him.
Is there any talk about moving Volato up to pros too after this fight potentially?
It's in Rafael's court for that. You know, it all depends on what he's willing to, you know, what he's able to do with his job and his family. You know, being a full-time dad, trying to work full-time and train for pro fights. He knows I've been through that, and you know, I didn't have a lot of success in doing it, but I also went pro 9 months into my career, where Volato's been at it a couple of years now. So, you know, I'd support him in doing that. That's you know, an avenue he wants to take, and if he decides to, you know, hang up after a title defense or defend again, it's all in his court now. I'm prepared to let him go pro when he's, you know, when he's ready.
Now you said that you're expecting Raf to get the win either by submission or if it goes to a decision. I'm curious about his striking game. How has that been evolving, and is there a chance that we might be able to see him land some punches and maybe get a finish via TKO or knockout?
Yeah, I mean, Rafael's he's a mixed martial artist. You know, everybody talks about him. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and yeah, he is a jiu-jitsu black belt, but he's not here to train jiu-jitsu. He's here to train mixed martial arts, and, you know, he has that mindset. He's very well-versed in everything. There's no gaping hole from Volato, and I know, you know, you're never going to see everything someone has in the cage. You know, every fight ends differently, and certain things happen. Certain game plans get thrown out the window, but he's definitely a very well-rounded fighter. And you know, I'm not saying it wouldn't end by TKO. I'm just saying, you know, based on the games of each of these fighters being a wrestler against a jiu-jitsu background, and they're both mixed martial artists, you know, you're going to kind of think it could end up on the ground with their backgrounds.
Yeah, that's going to be such an exciting fight. Obviously, Raf being the champ, he's got to be a heavy favorite coming into this fight. But with Pat Kelly, like you said, he definitely looks like he's in phenomenal shape for his age. So that's going to be one I'm really looking forward to as a highlight of the night for myself. Another guy I got to ask you about, we talked to him before we had him on the show. Josh Jones is a freak athlete, clearly. And what he did in his first amateur fight was nothing short of spectacular. So what's the ceiling for this kid? What should we expect this next fight out, and how quickly do you expect him to progress in his career?
Well, because Josh is such a freak athlete, I mean, he's the best athlete that I've coached out of, I want to say, over 30 fighters now in the last 4 years, but he's definitely our best athlete. You know, he progresses daily. He gets better in every area. He puts in the time. He's not just working on jiu-jitsu or striking or wrestling, or, you know, he's constantly mixing it up and putting in the time. And he has a great attitude. He's a hard worker. He's dedicated. It's almost like he jumped right from basketball into the cage without a skip a beat. I mean, the guy is just phenomenal. So great attitude, humble guy, just really respectful. You know, I couldn't say enough about him, but you know, I could also jump around to 20 other fighters and say almost the same about their attitude and work ethic. So it's just been great to have him here.
How long do you think before he turns pro? How many fights before he's realistically ready to step into the pro ranks?
Well, it all depends on who's available. I mean, I'd like to get him as many amateur matches as I can as quick as I can. I know he's already looking at his third fight right now. We're not looking beyond this opponent by any means, but he's already looking to see, you know, when can I fight again? And, you know, he's very active. He'd fight every month if I let him. And it all depends on what's available, who's available. You know, you don't want to jump ahead to the top guy in New England in your third fight. But, right, you know, you're going to run out of partners soon when 185 is kind of a lower weight class in terms of bodies in New England compared to the 35 to 55 weight classes.
Yeah, he was impressive. I think both Ryan and I were really just shocked to see what he was able to do, and finding out his background a little bit more, sky's the limit for that young man for sure.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, and speaking of sky's the limit, and a guy who made his pro debut last time out, Dom Jones, now stepping back in there against Matt Denning. Both guys won the last time out. So what can you say about Dom and his progression now to the pro ranks and this pretty difficult matchup against an NEF veteran in Matt Denning?
Yeah, I would say a lot like I do about Velato. You know, Dom is a wrestler. That's his base. That's his foundation. But he is a big martial artist. You know, he works hard at everything. Obviously, his ground is his strength. But, you know, he's very well-rounded. And, again, you can only see what people let you see in the cage on a given opponent based on how the fight goes. But in well-roundedness, he's another guy. He's not. There's no real gaping hole in Dom's game. He's definitely in there to work anywhere he has to for that fight to get pull out the win. It doesn't matter. He's prepared in every area. So, you know, it just depends how it goes once those gloves touch, you know, whether it hits the ground or it stays in, and I can't predict that, but I could say that Dom's going to do well in any area he gets put in or puts himself in.
Now, was there some sort of beef between Dom and Denning beforehand? Because it seemed like maybe that this fight was in the works before it was even made.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a name that we had been asked about. Walt Tallison's fight was already signed. We've been asked, is this something that you would be willing to do? And it's one of those things. NEF's always throwing around ideas, trying to match fighters, and sometimes they're not going to get confirmed until a fight's actually concluded because we don't know the outcome of the fight that we're currently going into. And it was just a name that got mentioned, and, you know, it was just a fight that Dom liked, so something we were going to consider if he beat Tallison, and he did beat Tallison, something that you know, definitely agreed to. So.
How careful does Dom have to be on the ground with Denning? Is his jiu-jitsu up to par to you know, make sure that he doesn't get caught in a submission if the fight does go to the ground?
Yeah, I feel it is. I mean, Matt's strength is Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and Matt's rounded. He's not just a jiu-jitsu guy. I mean, he's got decent striking. I used to spar with Matt back in the day, so I know how he works, and he's definitely well-rounded. You know, he's got good takedown defense. He's got solid grappling. His striking is no joke. I mean, he's a legit threat, so you know, you definitely will not underestimate Matt Denning by any means.
Well, that's going to be another great fight. Can't wait for that one. It should be another highlight reel one way or the other. The big boys here, Roz Hilton and Eric Big Black Ramsey is his nickname. What on earth are we going to see in this fight? And do you think the cage will stay intact by the time the fight is over with?
I do feel like they better bring in some extra panels for the cage, because it could be a gaping hole halfway through the first round. I don't know, man. That's definitely, of all the heavyweight fights I've seen in Maine, that might be when they weigh in on the scales, the heaviest one we've had so far. And both guys are definitely going to bring it. I know. We're preparing for Raz's opponent in every area, just like we do everybody else. But that guy's definitely going to be bringing it. You know, he's got some finishes from his feet, as is Raz. So there's definitely going to be fireworks on that fight. No doubt about it.
Yeah, with Ramsey fighting as a super heavyweight a couple of times and now going down to heavyweight for this bout, is the game plan basically to try to take him down to the mat where Raz can excel and maybe finish the fight, or is it going to be more of a stand-up kind of battle?
I don't know. It seems like it's going to be more of a stand-up battle, but Raz is no joke on the ground. He works hard at his Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's been with us for well over a year and a half now, and he puts in the time. He's a very hard worker. I guess, and I couldn't say enough about all seven of these fighters on this card. But I never questioned any of them putting in the time. And I see them here all the time working hard and putting in the round and working hard right through sparring from beginning to end. So, you know, Raz is another, he's become very well-rounded. Obviously, he was just a pure striker when we got him, but he puts in extra hours all the time to try to build his ground game. And if it ends up on the ground, you know, I definitely they'll be happy to be in Raz's corner for that, because he's getting to be a monster down there too.
Yeah, Raz is an absolute beast, and I'm curious. You know, after NEF or before NEF 28 took place, I was able to get a picture with Raz, and I was wondering if you saw that. Did that picture make me look short?
Yeah, I mean, I know what you feel like, and you're taller than me, so yeah, I feel like I could be his child in the pictures. He's got a good foot and a half on me in height.
Yeah,
so I know how you feel, man.
I think the photography, though, was top-notch. Whoever did that one should get, like, a Pulitzer for photos or something.
There you go.
Yeah. I got one. I'm in between Gully and Rav. It looks like they're taking me trick-or-treating or something.
Speaking of Gully, I got to ask you about my man Nick Gulliver. When are we going to see him fight next?
I'm hoping September. He's made mention that he'd like to fight again in September, sometime between there and November. It's hard to say. He just had a baby. Mm. He and his wife Heather just had a baby a couple weeks ago. So I know how that is being a dad. I didn't actually have a social life for a good 2 or 3 years. And, which is why I didn't compete till my mid-30s. So we'll see how that goes. Love to have him back in there, obviously, but I know being a dad, especially in the beginning, it's very difficult to get the time you need to put in the training to fight, especially for a title fight. Like, he'll be looking for a rematch, and it'll be a top-notch opponent, so.
I definitely can't wait to see Nick back in the cage. And I got to tell you, Coach, really everyone that I've met from your gym, everyone included, Gulliver, Roz, Dom, Raf, Josh Jones, Hannah, and Bree, everyone, top to bottom, has just been unbelievably nice, and it's just been an absolute pleasure to be able to, you know, talk to you guys, become friends and help, promote the gym for whatever we can do, because you guys are all great people, and we wish you nothing but success, and I'm sure that's exactly what you're going to get as 2017 progresses and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, we really appreciate that. Like I said, we appreciate all you guys have done to support here in Maine, and your podcast has been excellent. Whether you're interviewing guys locally or on the regional or national scene, I mean, it's been awesome. It's been awesome what the Sea Dog has done for you guys up there in Bangor. And I imagine you guys are going to have a lot of real solid shows coming up here in the near future. And this is one of the best NEF cards they've had to date, so I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot to talk about in the coming weeks, both before and after this fight.
Absolutely, and you made our shows better, too, just by your presence, too, John.
Hey, I appreciate that, guys. I appreciate everything, especially the growth of the sport in Maine and the growth of our gym, and I definitely hope to talk to you guys again soon, and hopefully you can get some more of our fighters that are here. John Taft is also on the card. I just thought we had it mentioned him yet, but he finished his guy early in the first round. And his debut, and he'll be making a second fight here as well on June 17th. So another guy that I'm proud of, the corner that works super hard to get better every night.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to June 17th and see all your fighters compete and get back in there. And again, it's always a pleasure having you on. And as I mentioned to you before, we're definitely going to be making our way down to the Sea Dog in your neck of the woods, and we'll do a show where it's going to be just completely feature all the first class fighters, and we'll have a fun night out and make it a good time for all of us involved. So thank you again for coming on today, Coach Rao, and we'll see you on the 17th.
Thanks again, Brian and Ryan. I look forward to seeing you guys on the 17th.
Will do. We'll talk soon, bud.
All right. Thanks, guys. Goodbye.
This is Ryan Jarrell from The Main Event. We are proud to be sponsored by the Sea Dog Brewing Company. The Sea Dog is located in Bangor at 26 Front Street, right next to Penobscot River. You can call them at 947-8009 or visit them at seadogbrewing.com. Very excited to announce that the Sea Dog has a new summer menu. There are so many great things on this menu that are so just unbelievably mouthwatering. I could go through this whole thing, but I'm just going to give you a couple, just to give you a little taste, just to give you a little tease here. One of the new items, the ahi tuna poke. Raw sashimi tuna with avocado dressed in Hawaiian-style soy sesame citrus sauce, served with crispy wonton chips and garnished with wakame seaweed salad and tobiko fish roe. Wow, I feel like I'm in Hawaii right now getting ready to dip my toes into the ocean and eat some unbelievable food. Also, if you want a little bit more of a Maine type of style, they have the lobster mac and cheese, a broiled top brown skillet of orchetta pasta, cheddar mac and cheese sauce, and fresh picked lobster meat. And if you wanted to, there is a double order available. Good Lord. One of my favorites is the fried calamari. Same preparation, but now served in only one size only, a 6-ounce portion. God, I love calamari. I can't wait to get there this summer and eat some of that. And also, the Sea Dogs beers are always on tap. Unbelievable. The Blue Paw, my favorite. Brian's favorite. So many great things to do in one fantastic place. On 26 Front Street, the Sea Dog Brewing Company. On the phone now is a longtime Bellator veteran who fights next at NEF 29 on the 17th of June when he faces off against Ray Wood in a huge featherweight showdown. Alejandre Popo Bezeja joins the main event. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me. That's nice.
Oh, it's definitely our pleasure. We cannot wait to see you and Ray get in there. We'll get into that here shortly. But first, this will be your first fight since battling Andre Harrison for the Titan FC 145-pound title, and that was in September of last year. Looking back on that fight now, is there something that you would have done any differently that maybe could have helped you pick up that win? I know Harrison's a tough opponent, but looking back on it now, I'm just curious if there's any tweaks you would have made to the preparation for that fight.
Yeah, I think I thought a lot about that. I think I should try to force a little bit more the ground. Even when he was defending the takedowns, I should have had a half guard or a closing guard because I could get in a better position to scramble. You could see if I fought the first round, when we went to the ground, I dominated the whole time. So I think I should have doing more of that kind of game. I like to go single, half, try shoot something like that. I try to be too much on my feet. So also, he was a really strong guy. So I put him in some position that he was another guy I hadn't that early. So I cannot take the cuts of him too for being resistant of position.
Do you think there's any chance maybe down the line that you'll get a rematch against Harrison and maybe get a chance to get that win against him that you weren't able to get the first time around?
Yeah, of course. It would be awesome to fight to him again. But I think this time, outside a big promotion, you do a rematch to somebody else, it's not so much attractive. When you find for $1,000 or $2,000 to a rematch, it's not so attractive to me. So if you find for a big money in a big show, so that makes more sense to do a rematch to somebody else. But beside that, I don't see this rematch happening. If we both are in a big show or even they offer some good money for this rematch to happen, I would love to do it again. But it's all about how much they're gonna pay to see this fight happen.
Now, obviously, that would be a fight that a lot of people would like to see again, but you're going to be battling Ray Wood here soon, and again, we're going to break that fight down here shortly. But I'm curious what the last few months, I guess it's been 9 months since you've competed last, what have you been up to? Have you just taken some time off and let your body heal up, or has it just been training nonstop since your fight against Harrison?
No, actually, I keep it busy. I did some jiu-jitsu tournament since January, so I haven't been competing. Since the beginning of the year, I'm always active in doing something. Actually, next month I'm gonna do the New York Open, so it's not I'm being off doing anything. I've been competing jiu-jitsu on the higher level, so I rest kind of normal 1 week, 2 weeks, or even on the weekends. But during the weeks, kind of a busy day, training, looking what's coming up, Last year, I stopped think a little bit. I'm getting old. I got 20-30, so I love to compete. So I'm gonna try to do as much as possible now when I can, MMA, jiu-jitsu, and grappling, all those things. I wanna try to compete as much as possible. It's fun. It's a fun moment. You train a lot, and it's nice when you go out there and put the position you've been training. I don't see so much stuff when you're training without goal. I when I have to go, I have a distance to go. So make more sense for me at least.
Sure. Now you've been training at Dadas MMA Academy in Philadelphia for a while now. How long have you been there, and what does a typical day and week look like for you while you're training at Dadas?
Yeah, I'm with the guys from Daddy, like, as soon as I got in the United States in 2012, I think. So I started teaching over there. So I have, like, a really good friends over there, like, at the training. It's good, like, a good environment. Like, on Saturdays, we do, like, MMA sparring with Coach Peach. He's the head coach from MMA there. So it's not the only place where I go. I go often, I go to Johan's doing a box. I go to Romelli to do Muay Thai. So I'm all over the city, like, doing everything. It's not just in one place. But, like, my normal day is, like, I wake up early, go teach a class in the morning, go for a run. Depending on the day, I go do box or do jiu-jitsu. And then, like, before noon, then go have lunch. And then, like, train again in the afternoon before teach, and teach at night. Friends, the guys in the gym, like, a basically, like, my life from Monday to Saturday, just training, teaching. I have privates too, so martial arts is my life.
And Sunday's your only day off, right?
Yeah, like, I spend just my day off, but I still train with my girlfriend in the driveway.
Well, it's definitely, it seems like things are going great for you. Now, you've made the move, you said, over to Philly in 2012. So you've been in the States now for 5 years. How was the transition for you when you came over here? Was it difficult for you to get acclimated to being here in the States? And how was the language barrier? You seem to speak English very clearly. So did you know that language, or were you fluent in that before you came over?
No, actually, that was, like, a big like, a problem for me when I got in here in 2012. I think I didn't speak any English. And, like, the culture in here was pretty, like, a really different to Brazil. And, like, for the fact, like, brown, like, I look like a different of people here normally look like. So, like, everywhere I go, like, people look for my ear to look at me, and they make me kind of feel uncomfortable because I didn't know what they were talking to, or if they were talking to me or about me. So it was, like, pretty tough, like kind of like a not tough, like, a physically, but more like a mental. So I had like a hard time in the beginning here, but, like, I'm trying to adapt, make friends. Like, now I love the city. Like, I think, like, what I like a lot about Philly that made me remember São Paulo, like, a big city. Town, so I have cars driving everywhere, like, you can walk around, have, like, a good food and everything. So, like, in the beginning, like, the first 2-3 years was pretty hard to learn the language. Like, you don't know what people are saying. Like, most of the time when they talk to you, try talking back to them, like, kind of, like, have a headache. And I locked myself in my apartment for a couple of years, just keep, like, learning, like, reading, like, trying to learn the language, because I really want to live in here. So if I want to live in here, I should learn the language.
Well, so, you've clearly done a good job for yourself. I'm curious, since you live in Philly, they're known for their great cheesesteaks. Is there a favorite place that you like to go, or do you even like cheesesteaks?
Yeah, of course, I like to go to Gino's.
Yeah, that yep.
In South Philly, so. I used to live in South Philly, so I used to go there, like, at least, like, once a week. But now that I'm competing, like, once a month, like, I'm kind of, like, get away a little bit because I have to keep my weight lower. But I like cheesesteak, like, onions and the mushrooms.
Yeah, it's funny because I've only been to Philly really for one trip in my whole life. I've actually spent any time there. But Gino's was exactly where my cousin took me to. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's funny that you say that because it's definitely one of my favorite places I've had to visit. So I'll have to pop back in there soon at some point. But speaking of being here on the East Coast, you know, you're not that far from Maine, where you're going to be competing here next Saturday at NEF 29. Will this be your first trip to Maine?
Yeah, that's the first trip to Maine for me. Actually, this weekend I was with my girlfriend's family, and they were talking about that they are going to Maine 2 weeks before. before, after the fight. And it was already there. They want to tell me, like, some really good stuff about Maine. So I'm excited about to go there and, like, enjoy it, like, the Sunday morning after the fight, walk around, check out the tower a little bit.
Now, do you have any place in particular that you wanted to check out? Is there any sightseeing or anything specifically that you wanted to do?
No, but what would you tell me to go have a breakfast on Sunday?
Ooh, well, if you haven't been down to southern Maine in the Portland area, Portland is one of the most highly populated restaurant cities like in the country as far as mm-hmm. as far as I've been able to tell. There's over I don't even know the exact number, but there's so many different restaurants. They're all legitimately great, and they have any type of food that you want. So I would probably suggest going down there and maybe walking around the water and then making your way down to Kittery in that area and checking out all the outlets. That's the type of stuff that I like to do, but there's so much.
How far is that from where the fight's going to be? Do you know?
Say that again?
Do you know how far that Portland is from the place where the fight's going to be?
Oh, well, Lewiston and Portland, they're not that far away from one another. I'd say a good half an hour, 40 minutes tops. But
yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, they're pretty close to one another, so you'll definitely have the chance to do that. Now, talk about a little bit about your opponent, Ray Wood. He is from Maine, so he is well known in these parts. Have you had a chance to study his game? I'm curious on your thoughts of his abilities.
Yeah, like always good. Like you watch the guy who you're gonna fight to, so you kind of have idea what to expect of him. I saw some of his fight in Bellator. I saw his fight when he fought with my friend Anthony Morrison. I saw some other of his fight. He looked like a pretty good fighter, like a well around. Like he know how to strike, he know jiu-jitsu, he know wrestling. So he looked pretty good, but I don't think like he's the same level as I am right now. I think that I have like way more weapons to put him danger that he has against me. So I think that would be a good fight.
Now, where is it that you think that you are much better than him at? Do you think it's your jiu-jitsu? If you go to the ground, you're going to be able to submit him? Or do you think you have the advantage on the feet? Or I'm just curious your thoughts on how you match up stylistically.
I think like physically, I'm stronger. I'm stronger than him. I'm faster. My cardio is pretty good. But my jiu-jitsu is like I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So I think like if you want a grappling, get on the ground or something like that, I think like it would be like a way more advantage for me where I have been grappling for the past, I don't know, like 15 years or a little bit over. So it's not anything new for me. And I have been training a lot for this fight. And on the feet, I haven't been working a lot on your hands on my hands, so I'm pretty comfortable on my hands. I saw the way he fights, so he kind of like threw everything like kind of like a crazy and stuff. And so I have just to be like aware about that, like take the time and getting. So I think on the ground grappling, those kind of things is my strong suit against him.
And how do you see this fight finishing? Do you imagine that you're going to submit him or TKO him, or do you think that this fight potentially could go the distance?
I see him taking him down, like beating him up for one, two rounds, and he's going to give up, and I'm going to stab him at some point.
Okay. Well, we always like it when we're able to get a prediction where the fight is finished. So that's something that both my co-host here, Brian, and myself always love to hear. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank or any sponsors that you'd like to give a shout-out to before we let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to thank you guys for having me on. My name is Brian Hunter. I always look for stuff for me. My team, G13, I like to thank everybody, Joe Haynes Boxing, I like to thank Rome Elite, that is Fight Camp, Tri-State Kickboxing, and everybody, all my friends who always help me with everything I need. They always like do as much as possible to make me as good as I am and be able to perform my best.
Well, he is Alejandre Bezerra, and he'll be taking on Ray Wood in a big, big featherweight matchup at NEF 29 this upcoming Saturday, June 17th. You do not want to miss it. Go to thecolise.com and get your tickets today. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. Let's have you back on the show at some point in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Just hit me up anytime you want. Just call me. Okay? Have a good chat.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, it's summer coming right around the corner. It might be slow to start off here in this general area of the state of Maine, but it is coming in full force, and you know what that means? Cold beer, great food, and awesome music at the Bangor waterfront, too. And our friends at the Sea Dog Brewing Company are going to be helping you go to the concerts for absolutely free if you go down before on concert dates and you got a little lady luck on your side. Here's all you have to do. You go down there on a concert night, like, I don't know, say, Rod Stewart. Maybe he's down there on the waterfront. I don't know, maybe you're more of a hard rock fan, you're going to be down there. Maybe you want to go see Korn one night. Well, you can go down to the Sea Dog on the event nights, and what you do, you go there, and an hour before the show, they will draw a winner to go and with their friend to see the concert for absolutely free, thanks to the Sea Dog, located at 26 Front Street in Bangor. Yeah, absolutely free. I went to a concert a little while ago. It was fun. It was absolute blast. A little cold for my liking, but it's going to be a lot warmer once this season really picks up in full force. And again, the back deck is open. You can enjoy the waterfront views. It's just going to be so much fun. And again, great menu items coming on there for the Sea Dog as well, including a chilled seafood sampler. Oh, it's making my mouth water. Wash it down with a delightful Blue Paw beer or anything else that strikes your fancy. And go check it out for yourself. And maybe, just maybe, if you're lucky, like Ryan and I are, you'll win some tickets courtesy to Sea Dog Brewing Company and the Brew Pub as well, located 26 Front Street. You can give them a call at 947-8009 or check them out on Facebook as well at Sea Dog Bangor or SeaDogBrewing.com. It's such a nothing else gets me as hyped as Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch back here on the main event. And this music is not synonymous yet with the Ken Doll Matt Denning, but maybe it will be one day. You can still choose his song choices as well. You can go to his Facebook page and he'll tell you a little bit more about that. But we welcome Matt Ken Doll Denning once more onto the program, one of our favorites. Matt, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well, man. Thanks for having me on.
So you said before we got on here, I talked with you a little off air, that you're allowing people to pick your walk-up song. How can they do so and try to influence what you come out to coming up this weekend?
There's a status on my Facebook page. Just write an artist and song title that you like. Out of that list tonight, I'm going to pick two of them that I like, and then tomorrow I'll have a voting to go on until probably 9 o'clock at night, and I'll see who won the voting, and I'll use that song.
So you are going to influence a little bit. You're going to get it down to two, so we're not going to see, like, Barbie Girl by Aqua as your walkout song.
I'm pretty sure someone will tell me to use that, and if it's one of the two out of that whole list that I like, which I do like the song, it might win the vote.
Well, so far, so good. I mean, Bad Boys is the theme. The cop song last time around was one that really got the fan support going. And speaking of fan support, we did talk with you after the fight. But, again, congratulations on going out there, getting that win again. And does that just give you the confidence moving forward, just picking up another win under your belt?
Yeah, going out every fight pretty confident. I'm glad to be back in the win column. I fought people that were extremely skilled, but I still had a fighter's chance of winning. And I look forward to this fight this Saturday.
And again, it's going to be a difficult opponent, a guy who just made his pro debut in Dom Jones. And we heard some rumblings that this fight might have been brewing even before the card had actually started for NEF 28. Is there a little bit of bad blood between you and Dom?
there's no bad blood. He's a funny kid. Me and him actually joke around a lot online. This is actually a fight where there's, like, no animosity or anything against each other. We're just both skilled athletes that are 145ers that really don't want to fight guys like Aaron Lacy, and we're on the lower side of the totem pole, so we're just trying to work our way up, and to do so, we have to fight each other.
Do you think, though, this is a good fight to get you, after that win, to get maybe a possible streak going against a guy who doesn't have that ton of experience under his belt, at least in the professional ranks?
Yeah, I think it's a really good fight for me. The experience factor, where I fought, the venues I've been to, this is the fifth year I've been doing this, and been doing it 3.5 professionally. So I got the experience and the edge up there. He's a skilled wrestler. The kid's been wrestling since he could walk. But everyone knows that the ground is kind of where I like to be. So if you take me down, make sure you're in a dominant position, because it won't really end well.
Is that where you want to take this fight? We did notice a couple of times, even dating back to your fight prior to the last one, that you do feel more comfortable on the ground as opposed to standing up and throwing punches with one another.
No, I wish you'd stay standing with me. This is like the only time, besides when I fought Brandon Bushaw, that I have a height advantage, reach advantage. But I feel like there's a lot that I changed going into this fight just because of the fact that I've already fought a shorter, extremely skilled wrestler, and I got subbed, which doesn't happen often, but by Josh Harvey and Brandon Bushaw, guys who I think I have better jiu-jitsu than, actually got a submission on me. Josh is just extremely strong, and Brandon wore me down with his wrestling and striking long enough for to catch me in the third. But I don't really feel like Dom's going to have that type of mentality of wear me down. He's just going to try to take me down and try to finish like he did against Tolson. But my jiu-jitsu is much better than Tolson's, and I'd rather stand and strike, but he's a wrestler. He's going to shoot. It's inevitable to happen.
So you want to keep this on the feet if possible, but if it does go to the mat, you still feel comfortable because you are a submission specialist and that you can get the job done. We saw it last time out at NAF 28 that you were able to submit your opponent, so you still feel pretty confident if it does go down to that territory that you're going to come out with a W.
Yes. If he takes me down, I feel confident that I can either sweep or sub him from my back or get back on top and finish from there. I don't really see it going to a second. The only takedown I think there should be is just the one hitter on the chin and then the TKO after I pound him out.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Talking here with Matt Kendall Denning here prior to his NEF 29 fight against Dominator Jones coming up at Stars and Stripes at the Colisey Bank in Lewiston. Now, we were talking a little bit beforehand, too, but the weight cut's done pretty well for you. It's been a pretty easy one, and you think you're going to be able to shed those pounds fairly confidently by the time weigh-ins come up this weekend.
Yeah, with the weather the way it is, the dieting, everything that's been going on. Jesse, after the last fight, had a group meeting with all of us fighters, and he was really pissed. Like, I've never seen him have emotions like that after a win, especially for me. But he's like, you're weighing in every week, and if you're not ready, the last weekend, my weight wasn't low enough, he would have probably called the fight off. But I've been doing everything right, and we have had goals where my weights needed to be every weekend, and I meet those goals to better than what we wanted. So,
and do you feel it's easier to lose the weight again in the summertime? I was sitting outside sweating buckets the other day, but is it just by nature of the temperature and the seasons that it's just a little easier to prepare for a summertime fight?
Yeah. Last year when I was fighting at 45, I fought Josh at 150, and I made 147 like without even trying because it was just nice weather. The fight camp after that, I made 146 with ease because of the weather. And then once it started cooling down again, I missed weight by 1.5 pounds. It's just how it works.
Well, I also have to bring this question up. I know the new season of The Bachelorette is going on right now. Have you watched any of it, and have you ever thought, man, I could be there right now?
It actually wouldn't have been this season. It would have been the next season of The Bachelorette. But no, I don't ever really watch it. I won't watch it again because I'll probably fill out another resume and try to get on it. But once I went into more detail leading up to everything, it was just really discouraging on like what they wanted me to do as a person. And like, it's still a TV show no matter how you look at it, and that's not the way I want to meet someone.
Now, in that same sort of vein, though, would there be a chance we see Matt Denning in a reality TV show like a Big Brother or something, or Survivor down the way?
Probably not. Something like that. You'll probably see me in a boxing ring before then, and maybe a wrestling ring.
Okay, well, that's... Yeah, that's something we talked about last time. You said you were talking with Derek Shorey about pro wrestling, but what is on the horizon after this fight? Are you going to try to take some time off, maybe focus on a little professional wrestling career, maybe some other work, or are you going to try to step back right into the cage again?
That's good. I wish I had some like dun-dun-dun music to play. I posted on Facebook, this is my last MMA fight of 2017. I talked to Matt Peterson about it. He knows about it. I was in a one-fight contract for this fight, and I'm no longer fighting MMA for the rest of this year. I'm trying to fight Nate Charles, boxing. We're trying to get that going for that Scout Hegan with Brandon Barry. And honestly, I think it's going to happen. Not 100% sure. They just want me to kind of focus on this fight for right now. We'll talk more a little bit after this weekend. But that's a grudge match. Paulson's my teammate, and they're related, but that's been a fight we fought 3 years ago as amateurs, and I'd fight that guy in a parking lot. I wouldn't even care.
I love that. It's like a Nate Diaz type of mentality where he said he'd fight anyone in the front lawn, but no one wants to fight in the front lawn without money on the line, but I respect that a lot. And again, with that announcement, you're not going to be fighting for at least 6 months in a cage for any sort of promotion in mixed martial arts. Does that put any more, I don't know, weight on your shoulders that you want to go out there and get that W so you don't have that L hanging around you for the rest of this calendar year?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and finish. I'm going to get a win no matter what it takes to fight. I'm going to end this year for my MMA stuff with a win. And unless I get a phone call from World Series of Fighting again or Bellator or something bigger if they come locally, I obviously will look into those fights because they're a little bit larger venue and it gets me good exposure. But yeah, unless they call, I'm not planning on stepping back into a cage unless Matt Peterson says, hey, you want to fight for a title, but I don't really see that happening with my record.
All right, Matt, let's break down this fight. How does it end? You said first round knockout. Is that the way you envision it going in your head?
Yep. TKO, KO.
How quickly into the first round?
I think he's going to try to wrestle with me some. We all know how wrestling works. It's a back and forth thing. I don't really get taken down that much. I can't even think of a fight where someone finished a takedown on me since I fought Dom Cafone in my first fight. But I'm fighting another Dom who's a good wrestler, so he might just try to do what Dom Cafone did and take me down and lay on me for 3 rounds.
Well, I know as this is going to be your last fight in at least 6 months or so, I'm definitely going to cherish watching you compete because you're always one of the fun fan favorites as well. And again, this is launching on Tuesday morning. If you're listening, you can still vote for one of the two options that Matt will be having online. Check out his Facebook page for more information on that one so you can have a little influence and say and what Ken Doll's music will be coming up for NEF 29. The last question before we let you go here, Matt, is I know you talked about professional wrestling. I got to ask, what would your gimmick be? If you had to pick something right now, there must be something brewing in your head. What would be your gimmick going out there in the squared circle?
Oh, I have no idea. I can be put on two really shitty ends of the spectrum. I could be like the pretty boy wrestler, or I could be the asshole bad boy, like I have that reputation too.
I think you could work with the pretty boy heel kind of deal. You could really exemplify Ken Doll.
Yes.
All right. Well,
I'd like to think of myself as a nice guy. I donated my commission check to Derek Shorey's family because they were in a time of need. And I always do well on ticket sales, so it helps him out a bunch, well, his family. So
absolutely.
I think I'm a nice guy. Just the internet doesn't.
You're misunderstood, Matt, and we know that, but that's why we like having you on, because we are able to tell your story. And again, before we let you go, is there anyone you'd like to thank in advance to this fight coming up on Saturday?
I'd just like to thank my team at Central Maine Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, my bosses over at Fort and Construction that helped me with my fights, all the family to the parents of the students at the gym, all my friends that train at the gym and help me out every time I have a fight camp, my barber, Nick Marr, the barber shop, worked at Taboo in Lewiston. My sponsors here in town, I got Ming, who owns the smoke shop, and well, the vape shop, and the sushi bar that we all go to, and Sapphire Event Center, where we're all going to be after the fight.
Well, we're looking forward to the card, and we're looking forward to your fight. It is Matt Kendall Denning who will be taking on Dominic Jones as part of NEF 29 from the Anderson Bank Coliseum in Lewiston. Matt, thank you for joining us here today, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Nothing like Josh Homme to really get you going and in the mood for some guys beating each other's brains in. Love Queens of the Stone Age. And actually, try to think, Ryan, when did you come back from California back to this area?
2013.
I think you were around when Queens of the Stone Age played Bangor. Were you around at that time?
Yeah, I think so. I vaguely remember that. But I never went to my first Waterfront concert until last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Now, this wasn't at the Waterfront, technically.
Where
it was a
it?
Waterfront concert, but it was at the Cross Insurance Center after it had opened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I vaguely remember them coming here, but again, 2013, although that's not that long ago,
yeah.
The older that you get, the further along it seems. So for me, it's I'm trying to remember it, but I can't recall completely.
Man, it was a great show. The only problem was there was, like, no one there.
Really?
I had seats up in the, like, not the balcony, because there's not really a balcony at the Cross Insurance Center, but I was way up there in a seat, which was pretty far away, and actually there were some guys I knew from the Black Bear Sports Network and the Learfield Sports and whatever, and they were sitting in the same general area, and my buddy, I got him a free ticket, and I said, yo, Chris, you want to go down? And he's like, yeah, I'll go watch that with you, that's fine. I kept sending him drinks. I fed him alcohol the whole time, because I'm like, you're going to have a good concert at least, because you don't know Queens of the Stone Age too much. And at one point, when the opening act, which we didn't know who it was, they were just going, and Queens of the Stone Age was about to hit the stage, I said, man, the security doesn't look like it's actually doing anything. You want to just walk down to the floor? And he's like, yeah, let's go try it, because he was drunk enough to try to skirt the rules. We walked right down there on the side of the stage, walked all the way to the front row.
Wow.
There was not, like, there was barely a soul in this freaking concert from one of the best rock bands today, and I got to enjoy the hell out of Queens of the Stone Age, like, literally from me to, like, if you were at a cage side, it would be, like, I'm at one side of the cage to the other side of the cage to, like, Josh Homme and the rest of the band.
That's pretty sweet.
It was one of my favorite concerts of all time. Absolutely incredible. And Josh actually said in the middle of the concert, he's like, I want to thank all of you. You guys are great. He's like...
Did he sound like Trump when he did it, too?
A little bit, but he if you've heard him before, he's got, like, this weird raspy voice. Not raspy, but he's got, like, the... He's kind of demonstrative, and he doesn't yell talk, but it's sort of like that.
Right.
But he was going and talking, and he's like, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. It's just going to be me and you, and he's like, we're going to make the most of this, because I think he was a little disappointed in the crowd support, too. And I was thinking, driving on the way home, I found this CD in my collection, cleaning up the car on the weekend, and I'm like, I got to pop this puppy in, and I just love that album so much, and it reminded me of that concert and how we'll never see Queens of the Stone Age in Bangor again, because, Yeah, that was such a bad showing. Such a bad showing, but another reason to go out and support some of the bands you like, because otherwise they might not ever come back anywhere close.
Right. The same thing goes for the UFC when they come back next
time. Yeah, that was so disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that place was going to be packed. I remember showing up to the Cross Center the day, actually, the second that tickets went on sale. I showed up and there was probably, I don't know, 50 people that got there. I was like, I don't know, 10th in line, and I got as good a tickets as I could get, which were like in the 6th or 7th row, something like that.
Right, right.
And I don't know. I mean, I thought that that place was going to be sold out.
Now,
and I was very disappointed, not with the show, but just
the
outpouring of love from the fans.
Now, were you 6th or 7th one in row from like the seated section, like up in like the actual like cushion seats?
Yeah, we were right up close, okay. 6 or 7 rows right from the cage.
So I shouldn't tell you where I was then.
Well, I mean, you can. I actually ended up moving up into like the 3rd row.
Okay.
Where
I was
you?
In the front row.
Oh, how did you get that?
I actually got some free tickets.
You got free tickets in the front row?
Yeah, I did.
From who?
I can't really divulge that one.
You can't?
But
we can talk off air.
I got some connections I got a buddy who called me and he's like, hey, you want to go to the UFC event? I got free tickets from this guy. And I was like, who'd you get them from? He's like, so-and-so. I'm like, hell yes, I'll go to the UFC event.
Wow.
And I got there, literally front row. Dana White was taking pictures right to my right, like the whole freaking time.
Oh, okay, yeah. I almost went over and got my picture with him.
Yeah, I could have been like, who's that loser coming by way before I knew you? Yeah, he must have done it. Again, kudos to Dana. He took pictures with seemingly 100, 200, 500 people. Over and over and over and over again. I did not take a picture. I did ultimately do it last year when he was at the NEF card. But again, kudos to him.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
Very, very much so.
All right. Let's talk about this NEF card. Sorry, I've been filibustering a little bit.
Let's break it down, man.
My love for Queens of the Stone Age, though, shows no bounds. But this is a great card. We know about the main event. We talked with Bazaha a little bit earlier, but what else is really appealing to you on this card? If you had to pick one fight that stands out to you that might be the showstopper, so to speak, what is that one going to be, Ryan?
Well, I'm going to give you two.
Both
first-class MMA guys, okay? Roz Hilton and Eric Ramsey.
Yes.
Ramsey is a monster of a man, as is Roz. This is going to be an interesting matchup. Obviously, heavyweights always are exciting just because of their size and power, and if it hits the ground, you just never really know what could happen. So I'm going to say that one. I'm really looking forward to the heavyweights getting in there and banging. And then also the 52-year-old Pat Kelly coming back, trying to stay undefeated against the now champ Rafael Velado and for the lightweight amateur belt. So those are the two that stand out to me outside of the main event. And again, I really want to see Denning and Dominic fight.
Oh,
I think that's going to be a good one. You know, it's a really good card. You know, top to bottom. You know, the Alex Walker Sarah Zeem fight.
She was talking some smack.
Yeah, she talked some junk.
Was,
so I want to see what she's all about.
Yeah, and some fighters to watch, too. I'm going to point out two in particular. One guy I'm looking forward to watching is Josh Jones, just on how quickly he was able to finish his first opponent, now facing another independent fighter in the MMA circles. But the sky's the limit for that guy athletically. So we'll see what Josh can bring to the table. I think he's a guy to keep a watchful eye on, because I think he would be a real interesting one. And then my fight, since you took the other two I was going to do, is going to be the boxing match between Bruce Boyington and Lamore as well. It's going to be interesting because Lamore is one of the best pound-for-pound boxers in the state of Maine. Boyington has only had one boxing match in his career, but he's a really prolific MMA fighter, and it's kind of like Maine's own version of McGregor-Mayweather. Do I think Boyington's going to go out there and outbox Lamore? I don't know. It's a possibility. I've seen him training, and I've seen him doing a really good job, and he's been doing some nice sparring. But it's going to be an uphill battle because, again, his discipline is standing up but also going and getting it down on the ground when it needs to.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Obviously, this is not an MMA matchup. Otherwise, you'd have to say that Boyington would run through him. But this is a boxing match, and Lamore, that's what he does. So Boyington, I think everyone knows that he's going into this as the underdog. And he's going to really have to come and be 100% on his game if he's going to hang with Lamore. But I think that's just a testament to Bruce belief in himself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken this fight, but the fans are in for a treat.
It's going to be a really fun card, and again, it's the last one before that big number 30, and next thing before you know, it'll be NEF 50. Doesn't seem possible. We're already on show 59, and the NEF's coming up on Show number 30.
I know.
Jeez.
I know. Isn't that crazy? We are just flying right through. Before we know it, we're going to be up to episode 100 here at some point here before the year's out.
So it's going to be a good time. Again, if you see us over there, cage side, or wherever we're positioned to call the fights, be sure to say hi. It'll be my second broadcast of the day. I will have done a high school baseball state final prior to that one, so I might be a little punchy, but that means it's going to be a good broadcast because I'll be a little ornery. I'll be up early in the morning. I'll be super tired, but that's usually when I'm at my best. Currently, I'm that punchiness, so you know it's going to be a treat.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, sometimes that's when your best ammo comes out, you know what I mean? When you're overtired, you've been working all day, and you just let loose. You just say what's
here
on your mind.
Here we go at the Anderson Bank Coliseum in Lewiston. Is that pretty good?
That's actually not bad.
It's not a bad that's one. I could do that one.
And I could try my best at Rogan. Oh, my God, the fight's over!
Maybe you could take some peyote, too. Just really...
So, oh, yeah, I could take some... is it peyote?
I think you can call it either way. Peyote.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not really much for like
some
psychedelics and any of that
ayahuasca.
Kind of stuff. You know, I'll give me a beer and I'm good.
Well, it's going to be fun. And again, it's going to be a loaded week this time around. We're actually going to release an episode here in just a couple of days' time. And of course, after the fact, we'll talk a little NEF as well and talk about our experiences future down the ways. But we got another great show coming up in just a couple of days, Ryan.
Yeah, actually, it's a phenomenal one. We have two guys that are going to be going at it for the vacant middleweight belt for LFA promotion. Eric Anders and Brendan Allen. We've had them both on the show before. This will be both of their second times coming back on the main event. So we're going to talk to these two high-level mixed martial artists about their upcoming title fight and break that down.
Should be a good time, and we will have that one for you here in just a couple of short days. But until then, peace, love, and happiness. And if you're an MMA fighter, well, happy sparring. Don't get injured out there. We do not want any fights to drop out, please, between now and fight night.
Stay safe.
We'll see you next time here on the main event.